Hey, it is Randy Miles, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, you know, a lot of people listen to our podcast about spending on wants instead of spending on needs when it comes down to those child tax credits that are coming down the pike for people. And a lot of people say, okay, save money. But how do you do that if you're not used to it?
I'm going to tell you, Randy, when it comes to the money, it's easy to talk a good game.
Yeah.
But it's really about behaviors. What are you doing with your money? So one of the things we talked about recently is this child tax credit that started in July, where you get between $250 and $300 per child. And as we said, that's found money for a lot of people. Nobody was counting on that at the beginning of the year.
Right.
So what do you do with the money? Now, if you've got some backed up needs, we understand that, you know, you've got to satisfy those. But don't get caught up in letting that money, because it's going to come monthly, just dwindle away without you having a purpose. And one of the things I want to suggest to people is we talk about an emergency fund, having an emergency fund of at least $1,200 to get you through. But what I want to talk about today is a deductible and copay fund.
Okay.
You have insurance of any kind. You generally, when you go to the doctor or you fill a prescription, there's a copay associated with it. And with some plans, there's an annual deductible you have to meet. For example, certain medical programs, you got to pay the first $400 and then they take it from there. Copays can range from $30 to $60 depending on who you have to see. And Randy, what happens is when you have to do that is you normally have to pay that at time of service. That can really interfere with your monthly cash flow, especially if it's unplanned and you've got to make a series of trips to the doctor.
Yeah, I'm a living witness to that.
So here's what we want to suggest people do. Back in the old days, before we had computers and all of that, the way people used to do budget is what we called the envelope method.
Mm-hmm.
You took so much out of the check, you put it in the envelope for rent, envelope for food, et cetera, and so forth. I want to suggest you do the same thing with this copay deductible fund, except you don't need an envelope. In today's world, you can just set up a separate bank account, a savings account within your account that you can transfer money to. So set up an account and then fund it out of this child tax credit. You don't have to fund it all at once, but you can get enough in there that you can give yourself a cushion so that if you have to go to the doctor, if you have to fill prescriptions, that you don't necessarily have to take it out of your monthly cash flow. You have a reserve. So here's how it works. You go to the doctor, they ask for the copay. You give them a credit card. Now, the credit card we're talking about was what we always say, one that where the balance is paid in full every month. When the bill comes in or even before, because you can see your bill online, take that money from the deductible fund that you already have and pay that bill.
Mm-hmm.
That way your monthly cash flow isn't disturbed. So that's what we want to encourage people to do. Take some of this foul money and build yourself a cushion with these deductibles, with an emergency fund. It will give you resilience to come back from the stuff that happens in life.
And they certainly do. You can check out all the information from Mansa Musa on MoneySmartLife.org or the archives on my website, TakeControlTuesday.com. Thanks, Mansa.
Thank you.